Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
It's Dave and Fionnuala. Hello. Mel is having a very stressful day at work in Donegal, wants us to help her out. Mel, could we offer you some of the finest Donegal content that money can buy? Actually, money can't buy this content, so it is Donegal Tuesday. It is part of Galway Rag Week today. We went to Galway to see the sights, the scenes, the madness. We didn't find much madness, to be honest with you. Galway Rag Week, very quiet. The Rag Weeks across the country, are they dead? That is a question that has to be answered. But we were in pursuit of a man.
A man that we met this time last year and a man who has left an impression on us since. Could we track him down?
And Barnahalla, we're back to find a man.
Charlie Doherty, are the trends back?
Where's Charlie Doherty? Where's Charlie Doherty? So we're within in the middle of Barnahalla at this stage.
We find him.
Charlie, where is Charlie? Armaz All Ireland song playing in the background. You know, it just makes sense.
Controversial.
Charlie Doherty.
No sign yet.
Charlie.
Back. There'll never be more back.
Charlie Doherty, of course he's there on Donegal Tuesday. Now dressed in a pair of shades, a hat and his same Donegal jersey from last year. The paparazzi, they're getting to him, but he couldn't fool us. We seen Charlie Doherty from a mile off.
Spotted him and said, Charlie, you'll have the chats with us, you will.
So maybe you're not familiar with the story of Charlie Doherty. We went to Donegal Tuesday around this time last year. We talked to Charlie. There was some confusion over trains and trends. It went mega viral. The man ended up Hill 16 All-Ireland final with a banner of ours. He became a local legend if he wasn't one before. So we needed to chat to him again today.
It's 1 year on and we found him. Mr. Charlie Doherty, how are you?
How are you getting on
for that? We're in great form. How are you?
Oh, I'm flying.
Has there been improvements of a Donegal Tuesday?
Well, I'll tell you now, nah. There hasn't been. Sadly, there's not. There's not. I was standing out here again, and there's no queue.
What are we going to do, Charlie?
We're going to advertise more.
Does Donegal Tuesday need to go corporate? Does it need a corporate sponsor
It needs more advertisement. The colleges need to get on the ball, flat out. More promoting, more everything.
And come here now, with the Donegal jersey that you have, will that last you the whole day or do you have a spare?
Well, I always bring two or three just in case. But this is the iconic one.
The iconic one it has become. Right now, he wears it every match to bring it luck and bring himself luck.
And we had the luck of finding him today. And it is lovely to chat to him. He's a decent skin. He's up for the crack. He is passionate about Donegal Tuesday being a success. And while from what we saw, numbers might be a bit down this year, maybe it can have a revival.
Instagram and TikTok, you will see plenty of Charlie and what we got up to at Galway Rag Week today. However, it has to be said, Galway Rag Week is dead. The Rag Weeks are dying. Students are not going out anymore. Why?
It's too hard to put it into one single answer. I think there are many factors, not to sound like a politician, but they are coming in and combining to create a drop in Rag Week activity.
The trends are back.
Hey! Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.